I'm Jim Dewey with View from the Tractor, brought to you by Compeer Financial. This morning, we'll hear from an area farmer about the 2018 growing season and harvest.
No one works harder to help you achieve your goals.
We know how challenging and rewarding farming and this way of life can be.
You won't find financial experts with more ag knowledge and deeper rural roots. We grew up here, and many of us are farm kids through and through. So whether you have 1 acre or 1,000.
Whether you're building a house or a legacy.
Your friends, family, and neighbors at Compeer Financial have your back.
And we're ready to champion rural together.
Learn more at Compeer.com. Compeer Financial, Equal Credit Opportunity Lender.
Calvin Keller farms with his family on the Mississippi River bottoms near New Canton. And like most area farmers, Keller says they missed the rains this summer.
Yeah, unfortunately, we missed the rains this past summer relative to some of our neighbors. But luckily, we also missed the rains here when the remnants of the hurricane came through. So we have had a pretty steady and quick harvest so far.
All right. Did those rains, even though they were late, help any?
The late summer rains definitely helped the soybeans and helped stop some of the corn deterioration. But we really are seeing a lot of volatility or a lot of variability in the yields across fields, and depending on whether you got the rain or not and soil types.
Of what you've harvested so far, how good is it? And tell us something about the quantities, the numbers.
Yeah, a lot of our fields are in somewhat average fields. We've had some that are better than expected and above average, and some others that are below average and less than expected. So it's, like I said, a lot of variability at this point.
How much of your harvest have you gotten done so far?
Yeah, for our corn, we're a little bit over halfway done on corn harvest. And we have not started any soybean harvest yet.
Let's talk a little bit maybe about other ag issues. Once you haul in that crop, getting it from your farm to a user may be a little bit of a challenge this year thanks to the trade issues that are going on.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you have trade disruptions, it's usually negative, but it's hard to pinpoint exactly how it will affect us. There are just so many factors that are outside my realm that I don't see, that it's hard to know how it will affect us. But, you know, the Governor Rauner recently announced a harvest emergency, so that's allowing us to haul a little bit extra on some of these state routes. So we've tried to take advantage of that where we can. And with low harvest basis, we've been trying to store as much of our harvest in the bins as possible and deliver them later.
Keller also has a request for folks who may be dealing with farmers during this very busy time of year.
You know, a lot of farmers are out working hard this time of year and keeping busy, but they can get a little stressed. So, you know, make sure to give them the benefit of the doubt if they get a little sniffy or a little, you know, a little short to react, you know.
We will keep that in mind. Also, give you a little more room on the highways is a good idea.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that. You know, we're just out here trying to feed the world as efficiently as possible and as safely as possible.
That was New Canton area farmer Calvin Keller, and that's the View from the Tractor, brought to you by Compeer Financial. For all your crop financing needs, see Jessica Carlin at Compeer Financial. I'm Jim Dewey.